they spent 3 hours and they couldn't come to any decision. So they were sent home, and one could speculate what way were the divided. It had to come with at least a 10 to 2 majority. And we didn't know what way it was weighted. But talking about the power of prayer, because when they returned yesterday morning, the judge asked them, had they reached a majority decision? And they had. It was all in my favour. So I know that that was the power of prayer worked that miracle.
What was Tuesday night like for you?
Tuesday was difficult because it was an extremely tiring and traumatic day for myself and family and parishioners. We were physically and mentally and emotionally drained, and because we thought it was going to be over on Tuesday, and said, right, we have to wait another day. But if we have to wait another day for the right result, it would be worth waiting for. And yesterday was the day it happened.
But another night waiting.
Another night waiting, another sleepless night, exactly.
But a much different wait, because you're actually waiting for the verdict then.
You're waiting for the verdict, exactly. All the evidence had been heard and the setup is now in the hands of those 12 members of the jury.
How did you find the whole court experience then?
It's an experience that I wouldn't wish on anybody. Because obviously it'd been the first time being in a court on such a serious a charge, and watching the solicitors and barristers toing and froing and all the evidence coming, etc. It was extremely trying and demanding.
And, I mean, you were even advised, you have to be advised to be prepared for a verdict of guilty as well, because that could happen.
Well, that is, of course, because I know so many people say, oh, don't worry, you know, we know you're innocent. And we all knew that. But it was in the hands of the jury. And if they decide otherwise, my life would have been ruined.
How did you prepare psychologically then for the thought that it could go the other way?
Well, to be honest, Sean, I never dwelt on that. You know, I was always being positive, you know.
But you had to have a bag ready in case?
Well, it was advised by my solicitor to have a bag ready in case you were going to be remanded in custody.
What was it like packing that?
Well, it wasn't very nice, but as I said, he told me, I hope it's a bag you never have to use. And of course, I didn't have to use it. But no, I was always focusing focusing on the positive side, that I would be declared innocent.
And you had two prison officers
on either side, standing in the dock.
Yes. Is that only for the verdict?
Oh, no, all the
whole way through?
All the way during the whole 8 days of the trial. I had to sit in the dock, flanked by two prison officers. Yes, because in actual fact, I was remanded on bail.
And I mean, I presume that, you know, when you're in there, and you know these prison officers are each side, it's a very odd feeling.
It is, yes, but I suppose I got used to it over the 8 days, and some of them were quite friendly. So.
Were some of them not friendly?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that, no. Some were just more talkative than others.
And whenever you first went to court a few weeks ago, or whenever that was, there was a court appearance. When was the first court appearance? There was an initial one.
Well, there was a preliminary inquiry appearance in Marafelt, and that was where the complainant and two of her witnesses gave their evidence.
Did you weep that day? Did you get sad that day?
No, I didn't. No.
Did you at all, did you get emotional at any time during this trial?
No, the only time I got emotional was when I got the right verdict. And then it was, of course, tears of joy and happiness. And I just thank God and our Blessed Mother that I reached the conclusion that we were all praying for over the last 2 years.
A couple of people couldn't help themselves but to shout out as well.
Well, you know, it was such an emotional occasion for my friends, and they just let out a roar of exultation, which didn't go down too well with the judge, unfortunately. And I thought maybe his reaction was a little bit excessive, because he was a very fair and impartial judge, and I thought he might have let that go because it was such a supercharged occasion.
Because I think they've got to go before him now, haven't they?
They have next month. They have to appear before him. But I would hope it was just that they just get a little, as it were, rap on the knuckles.
Yeah, best wishes to Father Boland. Great news, Raymond and Lillian Kirk in Strabane. And,
oh, great friends of mine.
Corliss says, a lot of the bias against the clergy 2,000 years ago in the first case of this kind, the accusers were stoned for their false allegations, no action taken against accusers. Now, it's a very sensitive area, but, I mean, do you have a feeling on that, that people who make allegations... I mean, you're not here to talk about the person who made the allegations, but people who make allegations, should anything happen then? Or,
well, no, people have said that, but I mean, that's the first thing from my mind. I've put that behind. As I said in another interview, I've said prayers for the person. I hold no bitterness or revenge, because that only weigh me down. I've got to move on, and if I hold bitterness or resentment, whatever, it will do me no good. So I've moved on from
that. You any anger?
Pardon?
What anger do you feel?
Well, I suppose the only negative feeling I have is that for the last 2 years I haven't been exercising my ministry as priest. Anger, or maybe disappointment more than anger, frustration that my whole life has been turned upside down. But now that I've been cleared legally, I hope to get back to my parish soon.
But you have to now go through another process. How do you feel about that? The church now has to almost try the case now.
Well, I don't even know what that involves, but there is, in canon law, some type of an investigation that I have to go through. And I would hope and pray that that won't take too long.
How do you feel about that? You've been through a trial now. Hmm. You've been before the courts. You've been before a jury, you've been found not guilty, and now you're going to have to go through another procedure before you can get back onto an altar again.
Yes, but I would like to think that procedure will not be a trial as such, and I'm not terribly sure. I have to meet with our diocesan representative shortly to ascertain what's involved. But
that you're going to meet him today?
That's correct, yes.
And would you like to get an answer today or some kind of time frame?
Well, I don't know, because perhaps he might not be in a position to give me any firm indication. But it is my wish and the wish of all my priesters. In fact, some of them said yesterday, will Father Boland be back saying Mass at the weekend? And I said, well, no, that's what won't happen.
And do you think you should have to go through this? Or do you think you should be able to go straight back on that altar today?
Well, I would like to think that I should be able to go back straight away, but I'm bound by canon law as a priest, and I have to abide by the church regulations.